This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Okay, a little bit more now on this morning's reading on PCE, specifically goods, stuff. We actually spent nearly $60 billion less on goods in February than we did in January, which in normal times might not be great.
But right now it's good news because good spending has been way above trend.
Wendy Edelberg's the director of the Hamilton Project. She's also a senior fellow in economic studies at Brookings.
We have been gorging on durable goods. At least consumers have been.
Think about how we were buying stuff like refrigerators and washing machines, also cars back in the early days of the pandemic. Those are durable goods. And maybe we're finally not gorging on them.
We have been hoping that as demand pivots away from goods, we would see some of the pressure in this sector start to go away and softer price numbers as a result.
And softer prices we saw. Durable goods inflation last month, 0%.
I don't want to make too much of 1 month. Monthly numbers can be obviously quite noisy, but it is good news that durable goods prices basically moved sideways in February.
Wendy Edelberg at Brookings helping us out there. One place where prices did not move sideways, services. We spent almost $94 billion more on services in February than we did in January. But after years, literally years, of subpar spending in that sector, how do the businesses selling those services, think restaurants and hairdressers, right, for just two examples, how do they decide what their pricing ought to be because they've got their own rising costs right now to deal with, right? Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports on the services pricing dilemma.
The Crowbar and Grill in Laramie, Wyoming, sells a lot of pizza and burgers, two things that have gotten a lot more expensive to make.
Beef prices are higher. Cheese has essentially doubled.
Manager Emily Madden says the restaurant has also increased wages to attract workers. To keep pace with those expenses,
we've had to raise prices about 20% in the last 2 years.
With the most recent increase this month, a basic burger with fries now goes for $14. So far, Madden says customers are taking it in stride, but she says it's a balancing act.
You know, not pricing people out of coming in, but also making sure that we can continue to pay our employees a decent wage and make sure our margins are where they should be.
Now is actually a pretty good time for businesses to adjust prices, says Shantanu Dutta, a professor of marketing at the University of Southern California. Customers know what businesses are up against.
It's in the air that costs are going up, wages going up, everything is in short supply.
And Dutta says there's something extra working in the service sector's favor.
Folks have been cooped up at home all this time, and you want to treat yourself. So I think that pent-up demand is showing itself.
That's true for Betty's Bath and Day Spa in Albuquerque.
It's amazing. We're double what our clientele levels typically were prior to the pandemic.
Owner Lisa McCullough says the spa just had an expensive remodel and supply prices have gone up.
You know, our massage oil, our lotion, our cleaning costs.
But with massages and spa treatments booked weeks in advance, McCullough says she's been able to keep prices stable. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.